Chapter 3 At Avonlea School. When school started in September, Anne and Diana walked there and back together every day.
"What a beautiful day,"
Anne said happily one morning as the two little girls walked across the fields.
"I'm very lucky to have you as my best friend, Diana."
"You are my best friend, aren't you?"
"Of course, Anne," replied Diana, taking Anne's hand. "And just think, today you'll meet Gilbert Blythe. He's 3 years older than us and very good-looking. He's just come back from holiday and starts school today."
"Oh, boys," said Anne. "I'm not interested in them."
But she did look at Gilbert when they arrived at school. He was a tall boy with curly brown hair and a friendly smile.
"He is good looking," Anne whispered to Diana. "But why does he smile at me? He doesn't know me."
Avonlea School was quiet that day. The teacher, Mr. Phillips, was helping some of the older children at the back of the schoolroom. Anne was looking out of the window at the reds and yellows of the trees and the silvery blue of the river. She was far away in the world of her imagination. But Gilbert wanted her to look at him. He whispered to her, but she did not move. He was surprised. Girls were usually very ready to look at him. Suddenly, he put his arm out, pulled her red plaits, and said in a loud whisper,
"Carrots! Carrots!"
Anne jumped up and looked angrily at Gilbert.
"You horrible boy!" she cried. "I hate you!"
And then she brought her heavy book down on Gilbert's head. Mr. Phillips heard the noise and came slowly to the front of the schoolroom.
"Anne Shirley, why did you do that?"
he asked. She stayed silent. Gilbert said,
"I'm sorry, Mr. Phillips. I was rude to her. That's why she hit me."
But the teacher did not listen to Gilbert.
"I cannot have bad children in my school," said Mr. Phillips firmly. "Anne, go and stand in front of the class."
And there Anne stood for the rest of the day, a lonely little girl with a small, white, angry face.
"I hate Mr. Phillips," she thought, "and I'll never look at or speak to Gilbert Blythe again."
The next day, some of the school children were playing in a farmer's field in their lunch hour, so they were a little late for afternoon school. Anne ran into the classroom at the same time as the boys, just after the teacher.
"You're late, Anne," said Mr. Phillips. "You won't sit with Diana today. I see that you enjoy being with the boys very much, so go and sit next to Gilbert this afternoon."
Anne's face went white.
"He can't mean it," she thought.
"Did you hear me, Anne?"
asked Mr. Phillips.
"Yes, sir,"
said Anne, and moved slowly to Gilbert's desk. There she sat down and put her head on the desk with her arms over it.
"This is the end," she was thinking. I wasn't the only person who was late. And he sent me to sit with a boy. And that boy is Gilbert Blythe.
The rest of the day went very slowly for Anne. When it was time to leave, she went to her desk, next to Diana's, and took all her books, pens and pencils with her.
What are you doing, Anne? Asked Diana.
I'm not coming back to school, replied Anne firmly.
Oh, but Anne, we're reading a new book next week, and we're playing a new game on Monday, and it'll be very exciting, and you'll miss it, Anne.
But Anne was not interested.
I'm sorry, Diana,
was her only answer. That evening, Marilla ran round to Rachel Lynde's house.
Rachel, please help me. Anne says she won't go back to school. What am I going to say to her?
Mrs. Lynde already knew about Anne's troubles at school, and she was always very pleased when people asked her to help. She smiled and sat back comfortably.
I've had 10 children myself, so I know all about them, she said. Anne can stay at home for a while. She'll want to go back to school again soon, I'm sure.
So Anne stayed at home and only saw Diana in the evenings. She was a child who felt very strongly. She hated Gilbert Blythe, but she really loved Diana. One evening, Marilla found Anne crying in the kitchen.
What's the matter, child? She asked in surprise.
I love Diana very much, sobbed Anne. I can't live without her, Marilla. But what will happen when she marries? I hate her husband already. I can imagine her in the church in her long white dress, and then she'll go away, and I'll never see her again.
Marilla turned away to hide her smiling face. What a strange, funny child Anne was. Marilla tried not to laugh, but she couldn't stop herself.
You and your imagination, Anne Shirley, she cried. And she laughed and laughed.
Mrs. Lynde was right, of course. After a few days, Anne decided to go back to school. All the children were pleased to see her again, but she did not speak to Gilbert Blythe.